Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So there's been a lot of rumors out there, and I don't think I believe any of them. People have asked if Tom Brady might have cheated on Giselle, and I don't know. I don't think so. You know, Tom's in, you know, Bucks mode, football mode. I highly doubt it. I think that would shock me. And I'm not cheating with him, so it's not me. So I can't even imagine who he would sleep with if it wouldn't be me. So, no, I don't think Tom Brady's cheating. Adam Levine has been in the news because apparently he's been allegedly in a relationship with this Instagram model, even though he's with a Victoria's Secret exquisite, beautiful wife who's now pregnant, I think, with their third or fourth child. So that's been drawing up some attention. And I don't really like to follow Hollywood. I don't really like to talk about Hollywood couples and what's going on with their relationships and stuff, you know, because, again, if it doesn't involve me, I don't really care. You know, it's their private. Just let them, you know, let them work it out. But one thing that does keep on coming up, and I get asked a lot, and I had a patient who actually, I had a patient who had called in a couple of days ago. No, it was right before the weekend, who was having some vaginal discharge. And she was worried that her husband was sleeping around and cheating on her. And I said, you know, what indications, what are you concerned about? Well, he cheated before on his previous wife. So could he be cheating on me? And this keeps getting asked, is once a cheater, always a cheater? And I'm mixed with that. I've talked about this on the show before. But there's a couple different topics here. Number one, if you at all have vaginal discharge and you don't trust it, go get yourself checked out. It's very easy. They'll check you for yeast. They'll check you for bacterial vaginosis. They'll check you for trichomoniasis. They'll check you for gonorrhea, chlamydia, trichomonas. I'm sorry. They'll check you for a variety. Now, well, why not? Trichomoniasis too. They'll test you for a whole slew of things. HIV, syphilis. If at all you're concerned, go ahead, get it checked out. But in terms of, you know, am I being cheated on? It's always something a lot of couples worry about. Couples always worry about that. They do. And it's okay. If you're in a relationship and you have a spouse that needs, what's the word for it? Needs confidence, right? Sometimes you have people that have like no self-confidence, but sometimes it could be your fault. You don't tell them you love them. You don't tell them how much you appreciate them. So, yeah, they might ask. They'll be like, you know what? You know, I read an article, and it said when, you know, we don't kiss or hug or say I love you, then that could mean you're cheating. You're like, I don't say it because I'd rather show it. Just saying I love you doesn't, you know. So you, it's communication. Obviously, couples need to communicate to convey what they mean to each other. But what about, and it keeps coming up, is once a cheater, always a cheater? Well, it depends on why they cheated. That, and I know that's kind of an answer that psychologists will give, and you're like, oh, I hate those answers because it doesn't really answer the question. But it does. If your current spouse or partner cheated, right, it's very important to know why. Is it that they had a wonderful marriage, that they had a wonderful partner, but they loved the chase, or they loved the secret, running around behind the back? Is it that this person has always been promiscuous and they just aren't a one-woman guy? If that's the case, then that behavior might be a little harder to change. And they might not be able to, quote unquote, reform, as some people have promised their spouses. If, however, it was a situation, and I'm not saying this at all justifies cheating, but if it was a situation where a marriage fell apart pretty fast, and the marriage was a sexist marriage and a loveless marriage, and the two individuals were starting to go their separate ways, and each found somebody new, but yes, they were within the realm of still being married, then that might not, that even though it, yes, might be technically by definition cheating, it's, and I would prefer that the partnership would there be communication or the partnership would dissolve rather than, you know, any behind the back type of stuff. But some couples will stay together for the kids, but then they'll start going their separate ways. Then that might not necessarily fall into the realm of, okay, everything was perfect and they just wanted to go behind the back or they just wanted to have something else. So I do believe that there are many individuals who end up in a marriage with somebody who wasn't their meant to be. And then they regret it. And I'm not saying that justifies any cheating. Cheating is never justified. But if that's the case, then, you know, they have to make a decision of staying together for the kids or ending it and, you know, moving on with somebody who they feel they were supposed to be with. So I know the question wasn't really answered, is once a cheater, always a cheater, because it really depends on what exactly was the impetus for the cheating. Do I believe there is a certain amount of the population that are not one woman men or one woman women or one man men or, you know, one partner people? Yeah, I do. I believe there are individuals where that just is not natural for them. They will always be attracted to somebody else. They will always wonder what it's like to be with that other person. They will always want what they don't have. It's not a huge number of the population, but there is a good number. And I've had patients that say, look, you know, I love my wife. I don't want to leave my wife, but I'm attracted to other people, and I want to sleep with them. Well, that's a problem because, you know, even though some couples are comfortable with open marriages, eventually it just doesn't work out. There's an STD, STI. There's another person than person you're cheating with might want to take a more a larger role, you know, in your life and want you to separate. So, you know, the answer to that is yes and no. And as I said, it really depends on why the first person cheated. 1-877-DOLLY, don't go away. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Youngevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and Jason, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. One of my listeners wants to know how to teach your kid how to drive a stick. All they have are automatics, and they can't rent a car that stick, because most car rental places, all they have are automatics. I learned how to drive a stick, not from my family. My family really didn't teach me how to drive. They didn't want me driving. So I had to learn from my friends and guys I dated, right, after I moved out of the house. I got maybe a little bit of driving experience with my parents, but they just didn't want me to have that. They were probably overly worried, and they didn't want me to move out. So I moved out, and then I learned how to drive. And so one of my friends had a stick, so I learned how to drive with that. It was very natural. It was probably one of the easiest things I've ever done. And I don't know, maybe it just came natural to me. It just, you feel the car, you shift, you feel the car, you shift. And it just, I love having a clutch. I love stick. My current cars don't have it because they're just not making it anymore. And that nostalgia is being brought up and driving people crazy as we're discussing electric cars versus fuel cars. You know, are as cars sort of got rid of manual transmission, a lot of them, and we have mostly fuel or automatic transmission. Now people are worried, is that going to eventually happen with fuel cars? We'll all be electric. And I'm nervous about being all electric, as you see with Puerto Rico and Dominican Republic not having power. And as storms come our way and natural disasters, I'm not a fan of having cars relying on the power grid. True, our gas pumps also require power, but at least, you know, your gas tank, if you're not having battery problems or flooding issues, you could still use your car. So I'd rather hedge. But in terms of learning how to drive a stick, that would be probably a really good business where any of you guys that have a manual, you just advertise. You know, for those of you that want to learn how to drive a stick, you could learn on mine and you could rent. I mean, of course, you need insurance and you want to make sure they don't really mess with, you know, ruin your clutch and ruin your transmission. But I believe there are enough cars out there. It just, you'd have to, you know, find one. I do believe there are some rental car places that do have a manual. The only thing is they might be the fancier ones, so it will be expensive. But, you know, if you're eventually, it is going to be moot. There's not going to be a lot of vehicles that your child is going to necessarily need to. I mean, if we're going electric, you know, if your child doesn't learn how to drive stick or manual, probably not the worst thing, but I get it. I think I want my kids to learn. I just do. I feel like if you need to, I don't know, run into a car and be able to drive it, you need to know how to do it if it's not automatic transmission. So I want my kids to learn too, but I haven't even looked into that, so I'm not sure. That's good. It's a good question. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So this is interesting. This article caught my eye on Daily Mail. They want us to meet Flippy, Sippy, and Chippy. These are robots that can displace workers easily because they could cook fries, they could pour drinks, and they could make tortilla chips at fast food restaurants. Why? Well, we called it. Most of us predicted this. If people don't want to work and there's a labor shortage, why not automate? Miso Robotics, a California-based company, built a kitchen bot called Flippy. Flippy was able to cook 300 burgers a day and then was able to be taught how to whip up fries in a second version of it. The $296 billion fast food industry is not going to survive if they have to pay their workers $22 an hour, like was what was passed in California. And mind you, I want people making good wages. It's just, fast food companies are not going to be able to then sell 99-cent burgers. That's why you're starting to notice when you go to fast food, you're spending $30, $40, $50. I was at a fast food place, and to buy the family, I was going to just bring home a meal of chicken or something like that. We were at $50, $60. I'm like, we could have gone out. What am I doing here? This is fast food. Fast food was always supposed to be a cheap alternative. It's not when you have to pay staff extra. So if it's cheaper to not pay for staff and sick leave and maternity leave and paternity leave and college and health insurance and all that, it is going to be really, really worth it for these owners to have automation. The chain Wing Zone in Maine inked a deal with Miso to install Flippy 2. Flippy 2 is, I believe, the one that could also do french fries. Jack in the Box is deploying the same machine along with the company Sippy Bot. Sippy can quickly pour, label, and seal beverage orders. This year with a goal of getting into 10 high-volume locations in 2023. I'm still very wary about, you know, robots managing food. And I mean, we use robots in surgery. A robot operated on me. Of course, the doctor, you know, manned the robot, but still, robots are on everything now. As long as you have one or two people who really know the tech, you could eliminate tons of staff or just eliminate staff not showing up. My husband was hankering for some Popeyes, So I go there. And post-pandemic, it would be a 45-minute wait in the drive-thru. I don't mind because I'm listening to my music. I can play Candy Crush because you park while you're waiting. And I remember right after the pandemic, right after the lockdown, they were short on staff. Well, this happened last week. So we're deep into 2022, almost 2023. And they were apologizing, saying, sorry, we just don't have enough staff. I go, it's okay. It's okay. Take as long as you like. I got you. I get it. But if there's labor shortages, these companies need to thrive. And what do you think happens once they spend and invest the money on the robots? Those positions are gone. And a lot of things can be automated. Banking, telling. I mean, like ATMs. I mean, the bank teller, you used to have a bank with tons of bank tellers. Now, it's limited to one or two. Because people can just go to the ATM. Things can be automated. Miso has another machine called Chippy. Chippy can cook up Chipotle's tortilla chips. That's going to be integrated into a Southern California location at a Chipotle's later this year. So these robots have been in development for 6 years. So this wasn't so much spurred on by the pandemic. This was spurred on by, you know, recession and the previous recession. And it was spurred on by, we got to find cheaper alternatives to labor. So it uses cameras, artificial intelligence, predictable mechanized motions to perform repetitive tasks that service workers might find to be boring or worse. Flippy, Chippy, and Sippy never need to take breaks. They don't complain about working conditions. They don't sue their employer. They don't steal credit card numbers like we've had, you know, employees do. They don't steal food. They don't steal, that's another thing. You know, people eating on the job. I remember getting in trouble, right? Because I'd steal a fry and all that. And they like, stop it. Don't be stealing food or stealing food from the plate. You know, where you're serving and there's these fries falling off, so you eat the ones that fell off. And that's how you would get your dinner. I was so skinny. You know, but they there's a huge, huge pandemic of people eating your DoorDash food. The food is in the car. It's bagged up. So they open the bag, they eat some of your fries, they stick their fingers in it. Cobra Kai even made fun of it, where Joey Lawrence was talking to Matt Berlini in the show, or in the pawn shop guy, about how he stole one of his taquitos. This happens. You don't have to worry about that with machines. You don't have to worry about sexual harassment. You don't have to worry about paternity leave. You don't have to worry about making sure you have a room for breastfeeding, which the Obamacare, the ACA Act, made sure that there was that extra square footage. So eventually these companies are going to find ways to save money. They also are not going to have to worry about crime. They won't have their workers shot by other workers that are upset about a burger. It's a machine. From a business standpoint, for fast food, it is phenomenal. From a labor standpoint, this is crushing. We have learned to dislike people. Restaurants who want Flippy 2 will pay $3,000 a month to rent it, plus installation cost. But if it is doing the work of two or three workers, they're going to save money. Miso Robotics CEO said, we realized for a robotic solution to be a real solution for our customers, it had to have a high customer return on investment, which meant it had to take a meaningful amount of labor off the table. That's what this is for. 65% of restaurant owners said they can't find workers. This will save them money. I don't know how good it'll work, though. But 1-877-DOC-ELLY.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume green medicine Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
First responders are searching for people who may be trapped after a building collapsed in Chicago. Reports say there was an explosion prior to the collapse of the building on Chicago's west side. Fire officials say at least six people are hurt, and video shows rubble piled up on top of cars parked in the street in front of the structure. Democrats are pushing hard to rush more aid to Puerto Rico. The U.S. island territory is suffering catastrophic flooding and widespread power outage after Hurricane Fiona blasted through.
We're confronted once again with another devastating natural disaster that has left our fellow citizens in Puerto Rico without power, running water, some without a roof over their heads.
Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, speaking on the Senate floor. A busy day in Washington, D.C., as the Senate and House are both in session. USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Guys, we are back on Dr. Dolly's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I am very wary about charities or these platforms that are asking for money. And the majority of them are legit. But you do have individuals who fake having cancer or who don't spend the money properly. Or these companies that claim that the money is going to a cause, but then they spend it on houses and things like that. So apparently officials in Minnesota have charged 47 people in connection with $240 million in fraud. They are accused of claiming money back from the government as part of their anti-hunger schemes. Amy Bach, executive director of nonprofit Feeding Our Future, is accused of turning a blind eye to fraudulent claims. She was supposed to be working as a watchdog for the government, but allegedly pocketed millions by approving the payments for her contractors. So the case has been lodged in Minnesota, claims a group stole $240 million by billing the government for meals for children that did not exist. It is thought to be the largest fraud claim uncovered in any pandemic relief program to date. The federal child and adult care program and summer food service program are used to feed adults and children in daycare and after-school organizations and spend around $4 billion a year. According to court documents, the defendants spent the money on real estate in the U.S., Kenya, and Turkey. They also bought cars and luxury goods. The Department of Justice is seeking to seize the purchases, which include more than 20 cars, 40 properties, guns, cryptocurrency, and a Louis Vuitton duffel bag. Amy Bach, executive director of the nonprofit Feeding Our Future, is named on the indictment as a ringleader. That's sick. The scheme reportedly pulled in millions of dollars a week because government officials trusted Bach to act as a watchdog. However, those who were meant to prevent fraudsters targeting the system were allowed to keep 10 to 15% of the money that flowed through. Andrew Luger, the U.S. attorney from Minnesota, said at a press conference, this is a scheme that begins with Amy Bach and Feeding Our Future. She's 41 years old and has denied allegations and will defend herself. She appeared at the federal courthouse and is one of 47 people indicted. She was booked on and indicted on charges of wire fraud and bribery involving federal programs. An indictment claims she exploited the pandemic to enrich their own company. You know, this is frustrating, as I want to be very charitable. And when, you know, political figures need donations or companies need donations, you know, it is something that I take pride in, because I think the money is going to a good cause. Well, when you hear this sort of BS, then it starts to make you rethink a lot of these charities. So Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter executive has been accused of siphoning $10 million from BLM donors. According to CNN, an executive at Black Lives Matter Global Network Foundation is accused of, quote, siphoning more than $10 million from donors. And it's the grassroots arm of the BLM organization. The suit is against Shalamaya Bowers, the foundation, Bowers consulting firm, and a few unnamed individuals. Bowers was hired by BLM co-founder Patrice Cullors in 2020 to help run the Black Lives Matter Global Network Foundation, which is an extension of the Black Lives Matter grassroots organization. Bowers denied the claims in the suit, and he feels that the accusations are harmful, divisive, and false. Now, again, these are all accusations, but this keeps coming up. And then in California, the pandemic funds and the fraud, I mean, this in multiple states, but there were individuals. I mean, U.S. said that there was a theft of 250. We already covered that one. But there have been, there's a COVID fraud strike force that the Department of Justice now has had to create. And from what we understand, these strike force teams will build on the department's historic enforcement efforts to deter, detect, and disrupt pandemic fraud wherever it occurs. Since the start of the pandemic, according to Attorney General Merrick Garland, the Justice Department has seized over $1.2 billion in relief funds from criminals who are attempting to steal, and charged over 1,500 defendants with crimes in federal districts across the country. They say our work is far from over. The department will continue to work relentlessly to combat pandemic fraud and hold accountable those who perpetrate it. You know, this is the psychology of people frauding the government. It's foreign to me. I mean, I look at it as you'll always get caught. And there's even physicians out there that will bill Medicare for things they didn't do. I don't understand how somebody could go through all the years of training and you know, or any of these individuals having a family, have a career, have a reputation, and to screw that up by trying to defraud the government. And I think there's this acquired addiction that some people have to getting money for nothing. You know that song, get your money for nothing and your chicks for free, right? I think that when somebody realizes that they got, just like with gambling, I want $1,000. playing poker, playing the casino poker. Well, that's the slot machine poker. That was too easy. And it hits your reward centers where you're like, well, I want to do that again. And then your goal ends up changing. Rather than I'm going to work hard, I'm going to work ethically, I'm going to be proud of myself, it turns into my goal was I was able to get this money for free. I just don't understand why that would be rewarding. Now, mind you, I'm happy. If I invest in a stock and the stock goes up, that's cool. But when the stock goes down, it's not cool. But I'm not going to let it bother me. I'm not going to let it depress me. I'm not going to let it, you know, my father was a gambler. See what it did to him. I'm not going to, you know, sports betting. I'm not a big bettor. If I do, it's really, really little. And then, you know, I'm really, really happy when I win. But if I lose, it's not a big deal. You know, it was little. It was nothing that I would, you know, be worried about. But you really have individuals that are like, look, I was able to, you know, get these thousands or millions. Or they say apparently the 1,500 defendants had alleged losses exceeding $1.1 billion. They seized $1.2 billion in relief funds, civil investigations into more than 1,800 individuals and entities for alleged misconduct in connection with pandemic relief loans, totaling more than $6 billion. Now, I don't understand that, because with the pandemic loans, you had to prove the payroll. It was actually pretty simple to do. Whatever money we got, and it wasn't a lot, because we didn't have a lot of staff, but what we did is we put the money we got into an account, and as the payroll was done, because you had to use it for payroll, the majority of it, and then rent for the rest, we saw that it barely covered it. We showed all the, you know, everything to the bank, and the bank wanted, you know, as many documents as they wanted. We showed them everything. They have it. They have copies. And it was simple. They're like, okay, you did. You spent it on your staff. Why wouldn't, fake payroll? Did they use what did they do? Now, mind you, a lot of people are self-incorporated, and so they themselves were the employee. And so they paid themselves the payroll. That was allowed, from what I understood. From what I understand, many people who are independent contractors, that's what they survive on. That's it. They're still working. They are, but again, if it went to payroll and it wasn't, you know, exorbitant and it was what you normally get paid, then it wouldn't raise a flag. But if you're like, oh yeah, you know what, I'm starting a new company in the pandemic, and then you go and you buy a car, no. So the money, it's I don't understand why people would go through all that. Now they're in jail. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
This report is sponsored by Novartis. This September is Blood Cancer Awareness Month. Chronic myeloid leukemia, or CML, is often called the good cancer because over the last 20 years, with the introduction of new medications, CML has become more manageable. But despite these advancements, the CML journey doesn't turn out quite as good for some. Dr. Iha Batala is a professor at the Medical College of Wisconsin.
If you look overall in studies, patients who are in chronic phase CML, 35%, one out of every three, end up switching from the drug that they start. Either patient is not tolerating that drug, has significant side effects, or they're not responding to the treatment.
Some patients try to tough out the side effects of their medication, but if your treatment is becoming unmanageable and impacting daily life, it's important to talk with your doctor. Your doctor may decide if it's appropriate to adjust your dose or consider another medication that may be a better fit. If this sounds familiar or to learn more, visit whataboutmycml.com for resources to help you talk to your doctor to find a treatment option that is right for you or a loved one.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So for those of you who have been wondering where Dr. Fauci has been, he's still around, even though he's going to retire probably in a few months, a couple months, in a week, probably counting the days. He's still around, and he's kind of made himself known after President Biden had said that the pandemic was over. I knew this would cause, this would cause a little bit of drama. So Fauci warned that, quote, we are not where we need to be. And there has been a lot of walking back and clarifications after Biden said the pandemic's over. And I told you guys yesterday, yes and no. On one end, the pandemic's still out there. COVID still comes. It's not just a, you know, flu season type of thing. We get waves. We're just barely getting over this Omicron wave, and we still have people with Omicron. The world is still dealing with cases. There's tens of thousands of cases in multiple countries happening every day. So the pandemic is out there by definition. However, if you look at the definition of something new and spreading and causing mass panic and state of emergency and massive death, at that point, no. Maybe with that, we could say it's not in a pandemic, shall we say, emergency. We're not in an emergency state. The pandemic exists. We have a pandemic of diabetes. We have a pandemic of obesity. We have a pandemic of ignorance. People saying stupid stuff, right? We have a pandemic of memes all over the place, making us giggle. So it is worldwide. I don't think the pandemic necessarily is over, but I do think we're out of the state of emergency. That's how I would have worded it. But we do still have to be aware. It's going to be a very, I'm a little nervous about this next season. I'm cautiously pessimistic about what's going to happen this flu season, whether it's flu or COVID. I think we have let ourselves go. We're not as healthy as we were a few years back. And even though we might have a lot of natural immunity to COVID, we've been between masks and COVID interfering with flu. We're a little bit more naive to flu. And I don't know how bad that's going to smack us up one side, the, you know, butt cheeks and down the other. So I am a little bit nervous about the fall. But this is what Fauci has to say. Dr. Fauci had cautioned Joe Biden that we are not where we need to be. The declaration came months after Fauci likened the COVID-19 pandemic to more of an endemic situation, but now he is saying it depends on how we respond to the variants. Fauci told J. Stephen Morrison, Senior Vice President for Center for Strategic and International Studies on Monday, "We are much better off now for a number of reasons that you mentioned, but we are not where we need to be if we are going to be able to, quote, live with the virus, because we know we're not going to eradicate it." And I would have really, really loved that sort of statement and sentiment before the vaccine mandates. We got to reach herd immunity. I told you guys day one, I don't think we're going to reach herd immunity because I don't think the vaccine is going to necessarily repel it. I think you'll still be able to get sick. So Fauci says how we respond and how we're prepared for the evolution of these variants is going to depend on us. Now, yesterday, Biden declared that the pandemic was over. He admitted that the U.S. still has a problem with COVID. He says we're still doing a lot of work, but the pandemic's over. If you notice, no one is wearing masks. Everyone seems to be in pretty good shape. So I think it's changing, and it's a perfect example of it. So like I said, Biden is right and wrong, but where this gets tricky, and I told you guys about this. I told you this before all the fallout. Where it gets tricky is what is the Biden administration and Congress wanting to pass? Well, a lot of the BS that we went through politically and we're going through with spending is all on the pretense of we're in a pandemic. We have to write off student loans. We have to not collect on student loans. We have to do, you know, we have to still pay for unemployment. And even though people don't have to prove that they actively try to look for jobs, we don't. So if the president is saying, look, pandemic's over, then, you know, or if he's trying to insinuate that we're really not in a state of emergency, then do we really need to do all this spending? I mean, when do people buy their own COVID tests? What about vaccines? Do we really need to have, you know, free vaccines? Should, you know, those who want it, should our health insurance pay for it? Our health insurance is paying for flu shots. Should our health insurance pay for the COVID vaccine? When do we go from taxpayers paying for it to, you know, we're already paying private companies for this? Oh, the premiums are going to go up. The premiums are already going up. They're already, since Obamacare, they went up. So Fauci said that although the outbreak's intensity is much lower, the 400 COVID-19 deaths a day is still, I believe, unacceptably high. Fauci said there was a lack of uniform acceptance of the interventions that are available to us in this country, where even now, more than 2 years, close to 3 years into the outbreak, We have only 67% of our population vaccinated, and only one half of those have received a single boost. Well, yeah. You know, there's also been a lot of reports that the youngest generation, or the youngest of our population, is not getting the vaccine. A lot of parents are reluctant to give their children the COVID vaccine. And I told you, I'm torn with this because I get that people are pretty fatigued. They injected a lot of stuff into their bodies. They got COVID anyway. And they're scared. The average person who is not getting the booster is not, now remember, they got a booster, they got the vaccine, is not a right-wing political Trumper. It's not, it's somebody who, when I asked, did you get boosted? They're like, no, I got the first two, but then I got COVID anyway. And then I got COVID again. And I got, so aren't those boosters? From a natural immunity standpoint, they are. Is it enough? Well, our natural immunity doesn't seem to hold as long as we wanted it to, but neither did the vaccine immunity. I'm excited we have the new boosters, but I think a lot of individuals are like, I think I want my body to take a rest. So much has been hitting my body. And when people are confused, they're going to err on the side of conservatism. Not conservative political, but having less done. When we say in medicine we're going to do conservative measures, okay, that doesn't mean, you know, we're going to wear a MAGA hat. It means we're going to, you know, not intervene surgically. We're going to use more of your body to heal, more natural ways to do things. So a lot of individuals are like, I think I want to go more conservative on this in terms of, you know, let's let my body do what it needs to do. If my body was able to outlive the worst of it and have that little help, then maybe, you know, we gave my body the help, but do we always need to rely on artificial immunity? Vaccines are called artificial immunity. They're going to change the term because they know people, you know, on social media will use that term, in another manner. But it really is. There's natural immunity and artificial immunity. Artificial immunity is vaccines. Natural immunity is getting it naturally. Sadly, those who tried to deal with it, you know, head on, many of them died. And we lost a lot of people. We're still losing people. And I do believe the vaccine and natural immunity combined gives you the best protection. But I understand why individuals are reluctant. And it's something that I think should be a personal choice. So we'll see what happens. But if President Biden, you know, believes that the pandemic's over and insinuated how we're really not in a state of emergency, then, you know, are we going to follow from a spending aspect? 1-877, Dr. Ali, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.